Go for it.
Idio, idio, idiosyncrasies, bupa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me is Landon and special guest, Maggie, also known as Trash Mango.
Idio.
Oh shit, the sound's coming through my mind. Oh fuck, shut up. Okay, there we go.
I heard myself come through and I was like, fuck.
We are professionals. I should probably go to Twitch so you can get your free view.
It's on YouTube, buddy.
We're on YouTube.
Oh fuck, I forgot migrated.
We migrated.
I literally got notification saying, hey, we're streaming. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Go to Twitch.
Okay. Time to load up Twitch.
Time to load up Twitch. Man, we're not on, we're not on Twitch anymore, buddy.
YouTube now.
All right. So as always, we're going to start off the show by talking about suggesting our music for this week.
Jesus.
We skip 1 week and I'm out of practice. Maggie, would you like to start?
All right. Yeah, I could start. I'm used to you guys doing three, so I'm going to do three.
Okay.
One of my songs for this week is Why Do I by Set It Off featuring Hatsune Miku.
Very nice.
Always touch my head.
On
so
brand.
Good.
On brand.
Did you say damn it?
I said god damn it, yeah. Remember when we said we need to stop swearing like 5 minutes into the show? Yeah, I already threw that one out the window, sorry.
Yeah, fuck you.
Hatsune Miku ruined it for me this week.
If you were gonna swear, I was gonna swear. So we might as well just get it out of the way. So.
There is Victoria's Secret by Jax.
Oh, that's a good one.
These are all gay bar songs so
far. yeah, that one's from the TikToker, like, Jax writes songs.
Yeah, she was actually on an American Idol first.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yeah, she didn't win, but she was on American Idol. And Let's Dance Boys from
Bayonetta. Like it.
These are all gay bar songs. My point still stands.
Okay, maybe I'm a little gay. Sorry that I'm the diversity hire.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying. You're really hitting a certain demographic here.
Yeah, sorry. Maggie's our gay woman. That's the diversity hire.
I like how you emphasize more on woman. Gay woman.
Well, yeah.
All right.
I'm not the only gay one here, Landon.
Yeah, that's true.
Why'd you say it like that?
I am the only woman. Because you are the only straight white man.
Yeah, Jared's not here to help you.
I miss Jared.
I miss Jared.
I'm scared. Jared. I'm the minority in this situation.
All right, Straighty, what's your songs?
Oh boy. My first one, it's Shirim. Shirim by Melody's Echo Chamber. Shirim.
By Melody's Echo Chamber?
Yep. And then there's another one by her. It's French. It's Quand Quand space VAS. It should come up. Quand va tu rentrer?
Okay.
Quand va tu rentrer? Yep. Okay.
Yes.
Straight white. Quand vas tu
rentrer?
Quand vas tu rentrer?
And then my third one is going to be let's do How Do You Feel by Post Animal.
White boy music.
How do you feel?
How do you feel? I get there's an album when I look up How Do You Feel. It's an album called How Do You Feel by Joywave, and it just looks like Jerma doing the he is the most interesting man in the world bit.
Oh yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Oh man.
I don't always drink Dos Equis.
But when right. I do.
Or no, I don't know. I said that.
I don't always drink, but when I do, I choose Dos Equis.
I don't always drink Dos Equis.
Right, I'm going to go with Soldier Poet King by the Oh Hellos.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi.
Warrior of the Mind by Jorge Rivera Herons. That's the You Are Athena. No, sure. Nothing?
Nope.
Am I the only one on gay theater TikTok? All right, cool. Yeah.
I think that's just you.
That's just me.
That
All
is
right.
just you, buddy.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm not on the gay theater TikTok or the gay bar TikTok.
Okay, none of my songs I got off of TikTok.
I'm sorry. I'm more into the hetero theater and hetero
the
bar.
Hetero bar. So theater and bar.
No, hetero.
Hetero theater. Bar.
No, bar. Straight theater, hetero bar. That's a band.
Those are very
That's
different.
That's a band.
That is a Midwest emo band if I've ever heard
mutually
one.
Mutually exclusive.
Straight bar, hetero theater, whatever the fuck. Yep, that's definitely what you said.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah, you almost said it better than I did.
Nailed it in one. Yep. And then let's go with Woodland by the Paper Kites.
Is there a demographic with that one?
people who like being outside.
Yeah. But are also gay.
But
are also gay.
Gay hippies. Gay hippies. We're hitting the gay hippies. Or gay bohemians. That's it.
I don't see what this has to do with Queen at all, frankly.
Okay, good one.
Thank you. Maggie, did you get it? Do we need to explain the joke?
Yeah, I was like, wait, that song's by Queen?
speaking of gay people, Queen.
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 Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Lizzie. Honey. Queen. Baby.
Elizabeth.
Oh, man. All right, Maggie, you're new. You got any stories for us? We're all tired. As two of the three white guys, we've all our stories are tired out.
I mean, the only things I have to really talk about is working at a tax firm.
Okay, let's find something new.
So,
is there something else we could talk about?
No, we could also talk about The Last of Us.
Sure, we could talk about The Last of Us.
Talk about that a little bit. Because that was a big fucking deal this weekend. Even my dad was watching it, and he was like, I went on Reddit. And I was like, oh my God, my dad was on Reddit.
I got my mom, me and my mom, we watched the Bill episode, and she was like, holy fuck, I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God.
But she started, she was like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm crying.
I was sobbing.
It's such a
the
good
entire
episode.
Time.
Yeah. It is literally
no
just...
spoilers because it just happened, basically.
No spoilers, gay. But just
they're,
like
that's the theme for this episode.
Yay! Oh, no spoilers, but it's the first 10 minutes of Up for an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Sobbing, literally just sobbing.
Well,
also
I...
found out that what's her name, the girl that plays Ellie. What's
Bella
her
Ramsey.
Name, Trey? Bella Ramsey is 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She does not look it. She looks super
she
fucking
looks
young.
She looks 12.
She looks 12.
Like a 14-year-old.
But it's actually 19.
Yeah.
None of these ages are mapping.
A 19-year-old that looks like a 12-year-old is playing a 14-year-old. It balances out.
Yeah.
I can't wait for her to be, like, 22, looking like she's 14, playing a... Like what, 19, 18-year-old?
Yeah, I don't know how old.
I don't remember how old Ellie is in the part two. No, that's a great fucking show, though.
Didn't play
the games. I honestly don't know that much about the games, but just the story, like the show itself so far is super fucking
good. Yeah, because I think in this whole group, me and Will are the only one that's played it.
Yeah, because Maggie, sure? You haven't, right?
I have not, no. Yeah. I've watched people play it a little bit.
I've been like, fuck, I should play it again. So I started playing it again.
Yeah.
And I got up to I just finished the Bill part. And like I mentioned how different it is. It is so different. Should we talk about?
I mean, we could talk about what it's like in the game.
So in the game, Belle doesn't die. I knew that's the big difference. Belle doesn't die.
Right.
Frank dies, but he commits suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gets bitten, so he hangs himself. But he genuinely fucking hates Belle. He says, I would rather be bitten and turned than to live with you, Belle. Fuck you.
Insane.
Yeah.
Completely character. Is it implied in the games? Because I thought people were saying it was implied throughout the games when you meet Belle that, like, he had a gay partner, so, like, people thought it was Frank.
Yeah, no, he says, he literally says, I had a partner.
Okay.
That I cared about and watched over, and he's gone. And then also the whole magazine thing that Ellie had.
Mm.
Yeah, that was implying. Like, they don't straight out say it. It's not like the show.
Right.
But it's implied that they were of the homosexual variety.
Back to the straight.
Wow.
It's funny.
That was the dodgiest and vaguest way to say gay.
It's funny. The more you describe it, the worse it sounds.
It got so worse. Like,
instead of just saying gay, yeah, of the homo.
They were of the homoerotic.
God.
The homosexual persuasion.
Oh God.
The homosexual agenda.
Then they're liberals.
They're liberals.
Colored hair. But yeah, it's way different in the game. And then also the whole area is completely different too, because I mean we haven't gone too far. We've been in Boston or just the Massachusetts area basically the whole time. But in the game, you're more on kind of like a main street area. Like he still has like barricaded the whole area still. But instead of like it being like a cul-de-sac or like a neighborhood, it's more like shops and venues down a main street, which is pretty interesting.
They kind of hint at that in the show. Where they talk about the boutique, and it's more like a downtown.
I would say it's more like a village. It's like a village kind of thing.
Yeah, this is more like he's in the middle of like the city.
And okay.
He's got like buildings, you know, and he's got alleyways.
Buildings.
And this is ASL for buildings.
This is the actual preferred ASL for buildings. Yeah, that's
buildings.
You walk up to a deaf person, just go. They know immediately what you're talking about.
Whenever a politician is talking, they do this. You know what they're saying.
Talking about buildings.
So a deaf person's like, "What the fuck?
This guy is really excited about buildings."
Oh, okay. Yeah. Buildings.
Oh god, I was gonna say the biggest thing I've seen, because you said something about we're still in the Boston area. Twitter's been having a field day with the like 10 miles west of Boston, and then it shows this like picturesque mountain range. It's like, hey, actually, like 10 miles west of Boston is just like several different Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
There is not a mountain in sight.
It's funny too, because half of Massachusetts is just mountains. So they could just still say Boston, because that's all Boston is. It's literally just, or just Massachusetts and. Oh, it did freeze on me. Okay.
There we go.
Massachusetts is literally just mountains and then. Beach. That's all Massachusetts is.
Beach. And then some angry guy screaming about his car keys.
I'm walking here.
No, that's New York.
It's New York light.
Well, I'm in Massachusetts all the fucking time.
And I will not be elaborating.
Yeah. It's New England. It's New England.
Yeah, I live there.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
My mom lived there. No, Connecticut's not real.
No, your mom lives with you in the same house.
No, she lives in Massachusetts. Always and forever.
No.
We've talked about this.
Her soul is in New England. There's a difference. This is her house. Okay. Massachusetts is her home. It's not a joust, it's a jome. By the way, happy birthday, Jared. You're not here.
Happy birthday to Jared. Yeah. That is why he's not here, and that's why I'm here instead.
So, did everyone else know that that's why he wasn't going to be here? Because I didn't put that together today until he told me.
I didn't know it was his birthday until this morning.
Okay.
I didn't know it was his birthday until Facebook and Snapchat says, wish Jared a happy birthday. Well, because, so like, that's why
even I spammed even him telling me, Jared. Like, because so yesterday he was talking to me, and he was like, Trey, your birthday's coming up. You need to, like, the different restaurants you go to, like, download the food apps for them so that you can, like, get your rewards for your birthday. Because that's what he was doing. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, when's your birthday? Didn't stick out to me that, like, hey, his birthday's either yesterday or today. And then...
Why did you not know Jared's birthday?
I am so bad with birthdays. I honestly... Landon, I've known you for, like... 12 years, I don't know your birthday.
April 24th. I know yours is March...
3rd?
3rd. It's early in March.
Did you both say 3rd?
Yeah. I said 3rd.
I have a friend who consistently texts me on the 3rd about my birthday. My birthday's the 1st.
I knew it was in the 1st. Well, I said 3rd because of Maggie. I knew it was in the first week of March. I knew
that. No, March 1st.
And I know Maggie knows my birthday because I share the birthday with one of your, with your sister?
My sister.
Yeah.
But
your birthday, when is your birthday, Maggie? That's like...
When is my birthday?
Yours, like, just recent. No?
No.
Because I'm terrible with birthdays.
What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Yes, you are.
So that's either...
I'm a Cancer on this world.
That's either June. I'm going to say June. Or.
Like middle of June?
Or not May. May is Gemini. It's June.
Because Well, late May is.
Yeah, that's still Gemini. It'd
be June or July.
Cancer is June 22nd to July 23rd.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're right. Well, because my mom, she's a Cancer. I was, for some reason, thinking her birthday's... No, she's a July. So, June...
Is it June 22nd? Okay.
June 21st.
She's a Cancer. No, it wouldn't be June 21st. She's a Cancer.
June 20th.
Why June are you 19th. Going backwards? You're going the wrong way.
June 18th.
Stop
I'm
going
gonna go, I'm going to go through the whole year.
You're
going I'm going to wrap back around. June 23rd.
Thank you.
Yes. I share a birthday with Sonic.
Yeah, first try.
A hedgehog.
First try.
Got it.
Do you really share a birthday with Sonic?
Next year's going to be a leap year. Yeah. I share a birthday with Sonic.
I share a birthday with Justin Bieber.
I also share a birthday with John Mayer. Not John Mayer.
The guitar player.
That's not him.
Mayer. Oscar Mayer?
What the fuck is... No.
Oscar Mayer Wiener?
Oscar Mayer.
Look.
What the fuck is...
John Mellencamp?
No. Okay. This isn't helping.
Shut up, Trey. She's figuring it out.
The guy... Jason Mraz.
Wow, yeah, that's not at all what I was thinking.
JM. Same initials. Fair. I also, Michael Jackson died on my birthday.
Oh, that's so cool.
I have a friend who shares a birthday with Hitler and the Columbine school shooting.
I was born 4 days after Columbine.
My friend's birthday is April 20th. It's literally 4/20.
Also weed day.
Weed day.
You're just going to knock in all of it. School shootings, Hitler, weed.
Weed. Fuck.
Three strikes, you're out, bud.
Where are you out to? Where are you going?
You're just gone. Wow.
They're just gone.
Out. You're out.
Off the face of the earth.
Three strikes.
Fucking out.
Out.
You thought the Hitler strike was enough? Nope. Weed? Oh, you're out.
Oh, weed way worse than Hitler. Like, on a tier list.
School shootings. Hitler.
Hitler weed.
Hitler, school shooting.
Yeah, Hitler, dick.
Can't wait for the first night.
Oak is making fun of me for being a Cancer. I'm pretty positive he is also a Cancer.
Damn, I didn't realize that was Oak. I didn't realize that was Oak because it's his actual legal name.
Right?
Anyway.
But yeah, next year's a leap year.
So are you just going to be stuck?
She's just been 24 for a while.
You're just going to be stuck.
Why?
Leap year. We just said that.
You just said that.
Why am I stuck?
You're out. You're gone.
I was like, February's not affected by... Wait, yes it is. It's the only month affected by...
It's the only month. It's the leap year month.
Also, your birthday's not in February.
No, dude.
Trey is having such a hard time with this one.
Look, up here, okay, this is all actors and things they've been in. Not the movies, just the actors that have been in them. And then this is all Star Wars.
Gay theater, Star Wars, Marvel.
Actors. Rimworld's just like in orbit around there. It kind of comes and goes.
If you were to do like a silhouette and just show like a circle, it's just static.
It's the monkey with the symbols.
But it's the hamster on the wheel, and he just like spins.
He's not running. He is on the fucking centripetal forces acting on that hamster.
Yeah. He's like. All right, so here's a little bit. I want you to find the weirdest thing in your room and display it.
I got a lot of garbage in my room, gonna be honest.
If your garbage is considered weird, or your weird item is considered garbage, go for it.
I
don't know that I have anything like weird.
I'm not saying weird.
I have like, okay, so I went to Best Buy.
That looks like a bomb. That's pretty weird. Damn weird.
Right, I don't have anything weird pulls out a bomb.
It's a completely wrapped like box of extension cords or power strips. Because when I went to Walmart, it was pouring rain, so they wrapped it in a plastic bag and tied it off and taped it so they didn't get wet. And then I bought this 2 weeks ago, and I just haven't like opened it. I meant to plug stuff into it, but I haven't.
That's weird to explode a foreign government. That's pretty weird.
They would never expect it.
That's pretty weird. That's pretty damn weird.
That's pretty fucking weird.
It's pretty damn weird. Is that the McDonald's guy just with an extra surprise?
What's his name? It's McDonald's Grimace.
Grimace. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking of like Grumbo.
The ones that they had. There was the Garden Patch Kids, something like that, where Cabbage it was Patch the Kids? Adult Happy Meals. Oh. No, it was the adult Happy Meals at McDonald's. This is like an actual McDonald's toy.
Yeah, I remember this.
Is that legal?
Yes.
All right. Anyways, mine.
What?
is that a dog in a spacesuit?
It's a cow. It's a space cow.
Oh, it's a cow. Okay.
NASA brand space cow.
I thought it was like Crypto, the Crypto, or not Crypto.
No, I'm not into that. Sorry.
He's not into that. Why would you bring that up?
I'm
not into that.
God, what's the dog in Marvel that wears the spacesuit?
You're the one that would know.
Captain America.
Wow.
Sam,
the dog. Sam Wilson, the dog in a space suit. Also known as Falcon and Captain America.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah.
We just said it. You literally just said it.
We told you.
Captain Sam.
Cosmo. Cosmo the space dog.
No, that's Cosmo. From Fairly Odd Parents.
That doesn't make sense.
Married to Wanda.
Yeah.
You're right. My bad. How could I know?
That was my Wanda.
I wish I knew Jared better. Because I would have us do a bit where I ask you guys Jared's favorite things, but I don't know his
favorite thing. What is Jared's favorite thing? Probably,
Sex for money!
Sex for money. That's probably Jared's favorite thing. He's a big fan of moms. He just likes the idea.
Loves moms. Well, loves moms, but, like, moms love him. That's what it is. Moms love him. Yeah. But it's an important distinction. He makes no advances on these mothers.
It was funny because, like, you know how he just purposefully just invades our social medias trying to get, like, pictures or, like, some form of ammo to use
against us? Very specifically just you, I might add. Like, yeah. He does not do it with anybody else as much as you.
Recently. Yeah, he's been after me very much recently. So he posted
on his... He's done it with you before, Trey.
He has done it with me, but not nearly as much as he's done it with
me. Yeah, like, he has at least six different, like, baby photos of me. And so he posted on Instagram. He shared on his Instagram story a picture that his sister shared on her story of Jared when he was younger. So I was thinking, I should follow Jared's sister to piss Jared off. But I'm like, that's gonna make Jared's sister highly uncomfortable. So I should really think. So that's how much Jared has gotten to my head.
Completely forgetting that Jared's sister is an actual human being with thoughts and emotions.
And she has no idea who the fuck is Crunchy Rocks kid.
What the fuck is Crunchy Rocks?
That's gonna be my theme. I'm after everyone's sisters.
Stay away.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have Dylan.
thanks, Trey.
No problem.
Trey's openly offering Dylan. Here's
Dylan.
It's a dowry. Like, here, take my brother in exchange. What can you give me?
It's your monthly sacrifice.
Oh, fuck.
I know that Trey's watched it before, but we started watching the Lord of the Rings series this weekend.
I only watched, like, maybe, like, half of the end of the film.
So you watched the last, like, eighth of the movie.
What did you think of the last eighth of the movie, Landon?
No, not the last eighth. Half of the half. Thank you. Okay. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've actually never watched all of them all the way through. Like, I've watched the first one and then maybe like the first hour of the second one. I've never seen the third one or any of the Hobbits.
I've probably only seen half of the first movie. I've seen the first Hobbit and I enjoyed that one. I think I've seen a little bit of the second Hobbit. I fucking grew up with the cartoon, like the fucking like 80s cartoon of the Hobbit.
No idea.
You didn't know?
I didn't get into like high fantasy. They are much older than that, Maggie.
80s. Yeah, it's 80s. 1970s. 78.
Yeah, like, they're even older.
But I didn't watch Lord of the Rings. I specifically watched The Hobbit.
I want to say The Hobbit came out, like, the original Hobbit came out really long ago. Like, I want to say World War...
77. Two? Was when the... Well, the books came out in the 30s.
37, so yeah, so World War One.
It's Tolkien, right?
Yeah,
Tolkien.
Yeah.
The author? Okay.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Tolkien.
But I watched the cartoon when I was a kid because my Nana had it. And legit, that is some of the most uncomfortable animation I have ever seen. Ever. Like, think of, like, just, like, fucked up, like, 70s animation. Like, it's beautiful art, but, like, fucking ugly. Like, they're ugly.
I gotta
look at
You know, there's a word for that. Fugly. Fugly.
Yeah, but saying The Hobbit is fugly. That's a
1977 film. Oh, it's got like the same. The Hobbit is fugly. It's got that same animation style as like those that like Legend of Zelda movie video game thing that all the weird GIFs come from.
Oh, yeah. The CGI.
Yeah.
The what's that? The something about a book.
Yeah, there's two that are the, like, regular one. That's what I have. CD-ROM, yes, CD-ROM. And I.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a third one that is like actual live action, like people fucked up. It looks like shit. It's so funny because it's like actual people in like pictures.
I love that. I love so that.
Wild.
So much. Hate that. Yeah, it's the Faces of Evil and then Wand of Gamelon. I've played the Faces of Evil. That's mm-hmm. the big one. So fucking ugly.
Safely say I've never played those, and I have no intention to ever play them.
It's bad.
I will never play them, but I will watch people play them.
Yeah. My Nana, she bought me a Windows 95 when I was a computer.
Nana got me the best upgrade. Yeah.
The plot of robots.
But yeah, she bought me a 95, and then she bought me a shit ton of like just old like CD-ROM games. Like I had Sonic, I had The Sims, I had like Hot Wheels, and then she somehow found that one. And I remember playing it because one of my friends was really into like the Ocarina of Time, so I played that one. I'm like, this fucking sucks. Why do you like this?
Why do you like Zelda?
Yeah, why do you like Zelda? This fucking sucks. Like
I was gonna say, I was like, you guys are the podcast guys. I'm the guest here.
I'm trying to think of things to talk about.
What is your favorite color?
Pink.
You're supposed to think about it. We're supposed to make the runtime longer.
I don't need to think about it.
You have to be like,
my room
I don't
is
know.
Covered in the color pink. My pink.
That's like saying white.
White. For any of the audio listeners out there, we are pointing at each other through the camera, yelling.
We're pointing at you, the audience. We're just standing in a dark room, no lights, no windows, no doors, and we're just saying white over and over and over again.
Fucking put in chat, talk about who's in Paris. I almost, as a joke, went, so who's in Paris?
So who is in Paris?
Don't normalize it, Trey. Don't normalize it.
It's normal.
It's already been normalized.
Don't normalize it, Trey.
There's nothing I can do. It's out of my control.
I'm gonna drag Oaken.
Don't!
No!
I'm gonna ask him who's in Paris. And he's gonna say the N-word.
He's gonna say it.
No, he won't.
He won't. He won't say it in front of us.
He said it earlier.
That was on accident.
Not to us, though.
Yeah, not to us.
Yeah, but like in his thoughts and in his mind, he did.
In his
mind's eye, he said the N-word.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, he's like, oh, I love you guys. I hope you have a good night. The entire is just N-word, N-word.
Oh, can you confirm? Is that your internal dialogue on a daily basis? Yeah. So I thought I was going through Twitter and I saw somebody talk about something about a solar flare. Tweet itself was stupid, but it made me think. So when I was in elementary school, it made me ponder. When I was in elementary school, I remember going to the school nurse and something happened. It was like, it was a day we had gotten, there was like a supposed solar flare. And so this nurse was trying to do something on her computer and it wasn't working. And me being this shithead little fucking 8-year-old was like, oh, maybe it's the solar flare, like joking around. The school nurse went, looked at like whoever was working with her and some other adult was like, yeah, maybe. What? Is something wrong with our solar flare? And I'm like, oh my God. Lady, please.
I think you should check on the solar flare.
I think you guys should go check on the solar flare.
Try turning it on and off again.
And I just like, that is like stuck with me throughout my life. Like anytime I have some dumb interaction working in IT, I just immediately think of, we should check the solar flare.
I think we should probably check the solar flare. I think there's something wrong with it.
Should check the solar
flare. I think it needs an update.
Have you updated your solar flare to the latest firmware?
Oh, that's your problem. The solar flare's not even plugged in.
The wire got a little loose down there.
Yeah. Oh, it just needs a
It just kind of like, you know.
Grab a stick and twist it.
I remember when we had the summer or the what was that called when the
eclipse?
Or the other
when the
other one?
Building eclipse.
Total eclipse of the building.
You went the opposite way, Trey.
I did. I know. Just total roll with it. Total eclipse of the building.
Yeah. Total eclipse of the building.
We're just voguing now.
Yeah.
Anyways, I remember the eclipse. I think it was 2017 or 2018, and I remember how serious it was when people didn't wear the special glasses. Do you remember that?
I was blinded.
You can actually get fucked up from that.
Because I remember the whole thing about like Trump looking at it, and it was like, and then someone like running up to him with glasses. And I was like, well, that's so ridiculous. That's so dramatic. I love it. Well, I looked at it with the glasses because someone handed it to me, and someone took a picture of me going. I wonder if we can find it. Because there's a picture of me during college where I'm just at the fucking summit classic. But I remember there was someone running around with like a bag of because it was just like cardboard glasses or whatever.
Yeah.
Full on fucking sprinting. I'm chasing this guy down. Like,
someone start looking up.
It's just Ramattra robot ulting form, mad sprint, holding a box of cardboard glasses.
Like, no! Oh, man, I hope we can find it.
So that happened. I was on campus at BG at the time. That's when I was going to BG for school. Mm-hmm. I think I brought just, like, a pair of sunglasses with me. I didn't even, like, have special glasses. And so it was just, like, a bunch of people on this sidewalk outside of the dorms. I was walking to class and it's like, oh. All right, well, I got a writing class to get to, so if y'all could just get out of my way.
Excuse me, sorry. Whoops.
Excuse me, sorry. Sorry. Blind eye. Just walk by, start taking glasses off of people.
Fuck you.
You're done. Get the class.
Three strikes.
You're out. Three strikes. Enjoy Columbine.
Enjoy weed, fucker. Enjoy Columbine.
Out of the three, that's the one you said.
Yeah, but then again, you could either enjoy Hitler.
Enjoy Hitler.
He's at least, like, dead. Columbine is a school shooting and you're on a campus. Yeah,
but, like, what's the statute of limitations on humor? Like, what? Like, it's been long enough.
You know, I am going to enjoy Hitler, and I'm going to like it.
If I say enjoy Hitler, I just like dog whistle to the Nazis, and I don't really want to do that.
Will?
Yeah, Will's just gonna show up. And
that's what you called.
You called? Did you say enjoy Hitler?
Is he a Hitler enjoyer?
We're no longer calling them Nazis. We're gonna call them Hitler enjoyers.
I was going to say, I don't think he's really a Nazi sympathizer. That's a little too much. I think he's just a little bit of a Hitler enjoyer.
He's a Hitler enjoyer.
Adolf addict, as you say.
Adolf addict. He's on that Hitler heroin, if you know what I mean.
The Triple H.
Yes, Triple H, world-renowned WWE wrestler. There was three W's in that. Shut up.
World Wide Web of Entertainment.
Worldwide Hitler.
That's what it's going to be when Vince McMahon sells it to like Saudi Arabia or whatever's going on with that.
All right. Yeah, sure. All right.
Am I the only one staying, about that? Am I the only one staying current with the news of the WWE?
WWE?
I stay current with the WWWF.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm more of a WWWWNBA kind of guy. So,
man, I love women.
Women.
And you sing ribbit, 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 ribbit.
Just let him get through it.
Work it out, bud. You got this. Pat's shoulder.
Oh fuck! That one really got me.
Women.
Women. Ribbit. 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 Ribbit.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
So I was talking. I was talking with one of my coworkers today, and she, I guess, used to have like a dairy issue and couldn't have dairy. So she'd go to restaurants and ask, like, does it have dairy in it? And they'd go, well, it has eggs. And she'd be like,
that's what? Not the same thing at all.
Okay. Yeah. She tried to explain that to them and they would go, but they're in the same section in the supermarket. And it's like, no.
She just made trip. I'm waiting for it. Where is it? There it is.
That's like, shut down my brain.
And be like, where does milk come from? And the big cows.
Like,
where do eggs come from? Chicken.
Was this like a regular thing? Or like just like a one-time thing?
She said it happened to her a couple times. I've never.
She has, every time she goes in there, she has the same eggs problem.
It's like this one waitress keeps going to different restaurants with her.
What if the situation is she's going to like an egg-based restaurant where they only sell eggs? So checks out. So they're like, I can't.
Dairy?
We sell eggs. It's like, eggs. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you got an omelet and it was like, is there eggs in this? It's like, well, it's an, or is there cheese in this? Like, it's an omelet.
Is there eggs in this omelet?
Well, it's an omelet. Like, you were going. You were correct.
The train of thought was there. It just kind of jumped the rails to a new track.
That was the most landed thing you've ever said.
I've just picked it up passively now, and I don't know when it happened, but I became you.
Yeah, a lot of it is that, like, because I talk faster than what my brain can
keep up with.
So, like, I just say what is relevant in the topic. So, like, earlier when I said, yeah, my grandma got me a Windows 95 when I was a computer.
See, mine is, like, because I've more than likely already thought a little bit about what I was going to say. So I'm thinking about the punchline as I'm going for the setup. And then I just jumble it all. And
that's exactly my thought process. Or lack thereof a thought process.
Yeah.
It's exactly the connection from your brain to your mouth.
Yep. Nothing there. It's held
nothing
on
there.
Together.
Nothing there. Monkey with symbols.
There's an individual string. It's slowly falling apart. It's held together by duct tape and a little bit of glue. That's the only thing connecting my brain with my mouth.
It's two unconnected wires, and every once in a while they touch and connect briefly.
Yeah. It's those two magnets where you clip them together and make the bling sound. They make the bling. Like the little gray.
I love those magnets.
Yeah, me too. And you always try and put your finger in between. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, me neither. No, I'm with you. I'm with you on this.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't think I ever did that.
And
I definitely, I put it on my ears.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither.
So, like...
Well, I didn't have my ears pierced for the longest time, so...
Yeah, me neither. So,
Yeah, but...
Yeah, me neither.
So for those that don't know, Landon's got this habit of whenever he's trying to egg us on and get us angry, he'll just go, yeah, but, and whatever he was already saying, he'll just continue to say. And so I picked up on it. And so anytime he started, I would go, yeah, but, and it's stopped. Dead in its tracks.
It's like, wow, you really stumped me. Well, it was funny too, because when you said that you did that at Olive Garden, I was like, I am so proud.
I don't know. If I, did I tell this story on the podcast or did I just tell that?
I don't think you said on the podcast.
When I was, should. I went to Olive Garden with my family to celebrate my mom's birthday. And at Olive Garden, happy birthday, Mary. At Olive Garden, you know, they bring out the big bowl of salad and they go, do you want cheese on this? And just say when. And they like, she said something to like, do you want the without the cheese? And in my head, I went, yeah, but can you add it with cheese? And I stopped.
Wasn't it strawberries?
That's what it was. Thank you.
I thought it was something with strawberries.
Yes, it was strawberry shortcake. And someone as a joke went, they're like, well, we can make that without strawberries. Or strawberry cheesecake and we can make it without strawberries. And I went, in my head, yeah, but can you make it with strawberries? And I hated myself. I was like, wow, that is... I could just hear fucking Landon saying it, and it pissed me off, but I was just... snickering. Like, sitting there, like...
The funny thing is, too, if I was to say it, I would laugh at my own joke, and yeah. No one else would laugh.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, and everyone would be like, shut the fuck up. I'd be like...
I would like, hey, yeah, but can you make it with strawberries?
So I have a bomb here.
Perfect.
I haven't opened it up yet. The bomb. And I honestly don't remember. I ordered a couple things.
Should you open bombs? Doesn't that like make them?
I mean, how do you get to the bomb? How do you?
I don't know. Can we get an expert? We've got Ted Kaczynski waiting in the green room.
I'm so glad we can get him on.
I'm so excited.
I think he's dead now, isn't he?
Is he?
I mean, I thought the best way to get to him was to send him a bomb, so I sent him a
no,
bomb.
No, that was the best way for him to get to everybody else.
Oh. It's an air duster.
Oh, hey.
Stop. Do you still have the little guy? Oh, is that the same one?
Yeah, no, this is an air duster. That thing is like a mini vacuum.
Yeah, where's the mini vacuum?
It's around here.
That held us together during the 24 hours.
Yeah, when you dumped an entire bag of puppy chow on the futon.
God, I felt so bad.
Oh my
and
God.
Then
yeah,
swept
so
it up
upset.
With the mini vacuum.
Yeah. Oh, it came with a really nice plush bag. Oh, I don't know why I held it up thinking that the camera can sense that it's plush.
What kind of material is this? Can you guess?
Cinder block.
I just like pulled my work phone off.
It just got
so
much heavier.
It just
weird.
Smashes you through the floor.
Oh my god, it's got some girth to it. This is a girthy air duster. What can I say?
Hey, yo.
Whoa. Look at this thing.
Wow.
Damn, it's ripped. Yeah,
So, Jared posted his cookie cake earlier today.
Yeah, look, I actually didn't look.
No,
at
don't escape from the fact that I just
No, we're escaping from the fact.
We're escaping from it. I'm segueing into Jared. Yay!
You're not escaping.
He's
you're
our
denying.
Friend, and it's his birthday. Pour one out for him, everybody.
Pour one out. He's dead. Oh my god.
I do not have any bombardier parts, Wemmy.
Maggie's just playing grounded while doing the podcast.
I'm the host of the server, so I just have it open while everybody else is running around. And every once in a while, I can see behind, and there's just people crowded around my character because I'm staying near the bed to sleep.
I'm gonna turn off my noise suppression.
No, 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 no.
Fuck. It was just the bass of just the wind hit the fucking microphone. That cookie cake looks bomb as fuck. Holy shit.
It looks so good.
Where was that at?
And
is
I'm
that
so jealous.
It's an idiot's game.
An idiot.
I don't think I saw it because I was at work.
You know, like scroll up through.
Whoa!
Yeah, there's a lot of meme messaging.
I'm looking
there's
at
a lot of Maggie. You just kind of got to work through that. As we all have
to.
That
looks so good.
It hurts my eyes to look at.
Right?
It looks like, you know, like describe anything in that image kind of situation. That's one of those, like, stroke images.
God, I hate this so much.
Oh, they gave me a little bristled sucker. That's nice. Do I just...
Hey, yo, he Trace got that bristle sucker.
I got that bristle sucker. Look at that.
I did not. I oh, you're not doing this.
I got that brizzy.
I need you to stop.
I need you to stop.
Just right now.
And it's ripped. Whoa. Stop. All right, anyway.
Ow.
Enough.
Is everybody ready to do their taxes?
No.
Yeah, let's talk about something mature. Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about ribbed air dusters. We need to talk
Enough.
About taxes.
It's over. Stop.
Oh, the bit's done. King of taking
the
a bit too far.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's gone too far.
Trey, he's embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. Stop.
His nana's watching.
I'm done.
Just once, I want your nana to like comment something on the podcast.
Enough.
I don't even...
I just can't.
Fucking over this.
For our audio listeners, Landon has muted himself and is screaming.
Screaming, quote
unquote. Screaming,
I'll
quote unquote.
I'll turn this on again.
God, what was the fucking... Jared today, I fucking drank Overwatch. It was so fucking funny. He was like, if D.Va alts... I will shoot this building. And it was out of context. Sounds really bad, but it was just so fucking funny.
Just like in the game, or just I will shoot someone from the
sure. Well, that's what it was, because after he said it, D.Va immediately ulted. It's like, oh god, guys, she's ulting. You should hear Jared just go bang, bang, bang. Just like back up from his microphone.
If D.Va ults, I will find the nearest book depository. And I will go to the top floor.
Who calls it a book depository?
That's what it is. That's what it is. It was a book depository.
It's not wrong, but why would you call it? Like, why would you use
That's
those words?
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Drop off!
No one says that. Everyone says... He was at the book depository on like the fourth fucking floor or whatever. That's what they say in the textbook.
What?
Exactly.
What is that?
Kennedy. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, this is a Kennedy thing? I thought you were just
about?
A big fan of returning your books to the library.
I'm a big fan of returning books.
The librarians love him.
Big fan of librarians.
If D.Va ults, I will return my overdue books. I will do it. I will do my civil responsibilities. I will do my duty.
What's going on, guys? If this podcast reaches 100 likes, Landon will return his overdue library.
It won't happen. It won't happen.
It won't happen.
I'm keeping these books. I've made at least 6 different fucking accounts through the Finley Public Library. And I don't know how.
Imagine scamming the public library.
Yeah. Having fun isn't hard if you have a library card.
What the fuck does that mean?
Having fun is
hard. He walks up to someone, just, hey, look what I got.
No, he's got the Riz. He's got the pass.
Hey, yo, what's going on? You know what this is?
Hey, that card. Is you.
It's a gift card that I've already spent.
What are those funny little numbers on there, buddy?
It's that, and then that. Yeah.
Oh, slow down.
slow down.
I need to read the numbers, bud.
All right, scrub on the YouTube video.
Yep. I think there's like $40 on that, so kudos to anyone who does scrub through that to watch.
That's $40. That's like $20.
$40. What do you want to buy with that $40, Trey?
I was looking. I have a precision screwdriver in my Amazon cart right now.
You are
the most boring answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the 2002 Spider-Man movie tie-in edition. Whatever that fucking meme is.
What?
Sure.
What? I can't keep listing off things and then you guys not knowing. I can't be the only one.
This dude's eating beans, dude. Okay. Who's in Paris?
Who's in Paris?
Who's in Paris?
The beans.
Nana on vacation. Trey with the pass.
The beans are in Paris. That's not. Yeah, never mind. I take back that statement.
Yeah, you take that back.
Yeah, boy. I've done that twice now where I've said the beans.
Wait, what? I was looking up something on fucking Google.
I'm looking at my precision screwdriver right now. I don't want
to. He said, I've done that twice.
Where beans?
Said,
like, literally all I heard was, I've done that twice. Beans? And that's all I heard. I was just like, I'm looking up Spider-Man 2002. Twice. Like, I don't know what's going on.
You are looking at the deluxe edition of 2002 Spider-Man?
I'm trying to find what that meme was.
Which one are you going to get, man? You have to decide. Are you going to get the precision screwdriver? Are you going to get the box set 2002 Spider-Man?
Yeah, okay, you know what? Laugh all you want, but I fucking hate cranking my hand when I'm trying to work on my PC.
Dude, crank it, bro. Let's go.
Like, I can't. It's such a pain in the ass to try and like get in the tiny spaces.
It's painful.
No, it's not even my wrist. Like, it's such a fucking pain in the ass to screw in.
Ow.
You know what? Yeah, I'm a delicate bitch and I love my hands. And you know what? I'm gonna save them.
You want men? Love your hands. Love those hands.
Oh my god.
I thought
I was the female diversity hire.
No, it's been me all along.
I'm a delicate bitch and I love my hands.
And I want that on a t-shirt.
Today's themes have been gay demographic and then different hand signs.
Gay demographic and hands. We've checked all the boxes on this episode.
Yeah. Third strike and we're out.
All right. So hypothetical. We're each given $100 right now.
Yes.
And we have to spend it on something. What are we buying?
Two precision screwdrivers.
One for each hand, because I love both my hands. It wouldn't make any sense if I had one for one, and then I would have to turn with the other. That doesn't make any sense. So I might as well just get two, and then I would have an extra $20 left over. And then maybe with the extra $20
bucks for lunch.
And then maybe I can use that $20 to get the box set DVD for 2002 Spider-Man.
Oh, you can use the $20 to get a nice little carrying pouch for your little
screwdriver. Yeah, I can get a nice like fanny pack for this precision screwdriver.
Yeah, because you're a delicate bitch. You're a delicate bitch.
Such a delicate bitch.
And you need your fanny pack for your two precision screwdrivers.
And you need to take care of your tools.
Your precision tools.
I walk onto a construction site, no tool belt, just a fanny pack with two precision screwdrivers.
Walking up like this with your fanny pack?
Where
I've got
Crocs on and like a kit, like a child's plastic hard hat. Like,
you got like your little Tonka truck. Like, you have your little metal box. Oh my god.
All right, Landon, what are you buying? $100.
Drugs.
Drugs.
I don't know. Why am I looking at my room thinking that's going to give me the answer?
I don't know. Ben?
The best?
Your opinion.
For our audio listeners, Landon turned around and gestured to his bed.
His empty room.
Oh, I don't know. You know what I really need?
Ambitious.
I think I'm going to need a little bit more than $100.
You can get some bitches cheap.
Some cheap bitches. No, I like high quality shit. Well, instead of quantity, go for quality every time.
Every time.
Okay.
Every time. Because I mean, like with the quantity one, I would have to return it.
And to the public library, right? The book depository.
The book, you know, or drop off, as some people call it.
I was gonna say suppository, and I'm like, wait, that's the toilet.
No,
that's suppository.
No, suppository is not a toilet tray.
No,
no, that's a depository.
No. So suppository is like,
I'm looking it up. Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's a reverse toilet.
It's a reverse toilet.
You're gonna need a toilet after you become one of these.
Name, we figured it out. That's our band name. Reverse toilet.
Reverse toilet.
Totally fired.
So far this episode, we've come up with gay theater, homosexual bar.
Straight theater, hetero bar.
Reverse toilet.
Oh my god.
I would invest in new gamer chair.
Gamer?
That's probably what I would get, because my
just do what I did.
I would not prefer to break my back in order to get a new chair.
Not only did I break my back once, I broke it twice. That's the funny thing. Because
on the same chair?
Yeah, on the same chair. Because, okay, so what happened was, this chair, it's different because the handles are coming from the bottom. My old one is, how it would work is that the back and the actual seat itself was connected from two sides. Two like U-shaped sides, and that's where the handles were on, so I could lift them up, right? Well, one side, I was leaning back, I was watching some Super Mega, leaning back, as you do, you know?
Matt and Ryan from Super Mega.
And one side snapped, and I twisted my back doing that, so I was like, Jesus. So, right? So, you know what I did? I did the exact same thing, but I leaned on the left side. And guess what? That's when it actually I fell back, right?
I love how in your brain the problem was that you laid on the right side of the chair. Yeah. It's not right. not how you laid in the chair at all.
I laid on the wrong side of the chair.
Yeah, sorry, I misspoke. Yeah. Today Trey learns. Yeah, today I learned what a fucking suppository is. What's a toilet then?
A toilet?
Jared, if you go back and watch this episode, I need that part specifically clipped.
Oh my fucking god. So what is a toilet?
What are frogs?
What are toilets? What are they?
So what? You're looking for a specific word for toilets?
Yeah.
Latrine?
Well, it's like, it's. I swear there's like a word that's like an ossatory, whatever kind of word.
Lavatory?
Maybe it's lavatory.
Bathroom, facilities, urinal, privy, latrine, outhouse, water closet.
That's what I call it.
Cloakroom?
Ladies? No, you know what it is? I'm thinking of the difference between the words desecrate and defecate. Because desecrate is to destroy, but defecate is to poop. So that's what, in my head, I was like, yeah, toilet, there's another word for it that's kind of funny, and it gets mixed up for another word.
What? So what is a toilet?
So what is a toilet?
Synonyms for toilet on thesaurus.com. Ablutions, dressing, makeup, getting ready, wash up, attire, grooming, toilette, and tidy up.
Me, when I go to the bathroom, hunched over the toilet, you're so mature for your age.
I don't think the question is what is a toilet? But what is a toilet's age of consent?
Toilet.
I think
over the toilet, you're so mature. You're so mature for your age.
You're like petting it.
Slowly glides hand over to the flush.
No, I should.
No, it's too soon.
Oh. Chris Hansen walks up and shitting on the toilet.
Oh, fuck me.
It's got one of those like toilet seat covers.
Oh, like the cushiony ones?
Yeah. I thought you were gonna do the whole like you're shitting in like one of those like starter kits ones. You know what I'm talking
like
about?
Like a potty training toilet?
Yeah, like a potty training.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm gonna be like, wow, we are treading a fine line
here. I think on that note, it's 9:06.
No, we should end on a different note, please, real quick. Please, what,
you don't want to end on grooming toilets?
Now that you say it like that.
Let's give a happy birthday to Jared. He's happy not birthday, here.
Jared. All right, we're done.
But he we can not say here. Happy birthday, Jared. The moms love you.
The moms love you.
The moms.
Have Cheers. Fun at your little restaurant.
Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. This was a ruse. There is nothing in this cup.
Whoa.
I fucking lied. On Jared's birthday?
On Jared's birthday.
Jared's birthday.
Enough.
Hey, you know what? Jared would have it that way.
He would. No,
that's Subway.
No, that's Frank Sinatra, you son of a bitch. And if you understand that reference, thank you for watching all fucking 3 years of Idiosyncrasy.
You fucking losers.
It's been 3 years? In
3 years, almost. Well,
wow, I didn't really just flash my dogs on screen. I'm so
sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it made it onto the stream, away. Though.
No, it didn't.
Well, I mean, I might.
No, you know, it so. Didn't.
Oh, that one definitely did. Landon, I can't wait to see you on WikiFeet. Wait. I don't use.
Wow.
Hold on. No, backpedaling. I don't use WikiFeet. I would like to clear the air there right now. Yes.
I don't use it. I'm more of a parouser.
No, I'm not. I don't, and I never will. No.
I like to gander.
No, I hate birds.
Well, you know, pun intended, I like to dip my toes into them.
I like a nice toilet to dip my toes into.
All right. I wonder if that's
idiosyncrasies.